WIB News time is 6:49, 38 and rainy. Yeah, this is the time of year. It won't be long before those heating bills start cranking up. Just after we got through the air conditioning bills, Robin, as I had to find my bill. I was a few months behind and had all kinds of excitement a few weeks ago. Turning my power off, I called. I said, what's going on?
They'll do that.
What's going on? And they said, well, I go, it said 27th. I paid it off. That was for the current bill. I said, oh, there should have been a notice. Why didn't you call me? We did. What's the phone number? They got my phone number wrong. And I said, how can you get the phone number wrong? And this woman apparently knew me, said, come on, Mitch, people make mistakes. So there you have it. Come on, Mitch, people make mistakes.
And you should have said it, and so did I.
Yeah, I guess I did. I'm prepaid now for 3 months. But in the meantime, we don't want that, do we? And we're going to be inviting Renee Wilson onto the show here. Renee, of Vice President of Operations at Rockweiler Insulation. It's that time of year, isn't it, Renee?
It certainly is. I'm sure everyone has had the opportunity to listen to their furnace run a little bit over the past few days.
Yes, I have. And, you know, I live in an older home, remodeled, but still I don't think the insulation's is what it should be because I can feel a breeze coming through an outlet in my kitchen.
Well, that is certainly one of the indicators that you could probably upgrade your insulation. That and increasing energy bills and listening to your furnace or air conditioner run often are key indicators of when you should maybe get that insulation checked, and we can probably do an improvement there.
How is this a pretty involved project? I mean, you got to go into the walls, put in insulation. What's the price like for an average upgrading insulation?
Well, it really depends on which area of the home you're upgrading. The most common area is to do your attic because heat rises and you lose a lot of energy out your ceiling, about 60%, they say, from Energy Star. So what we do is we go in and air seal all of those penetrations that go through your ceiling, like a light fixture junction box or PVC stack pipe or anything like that. Do the air sealing around that, and then you blow in the insulation over that, and that will decrease a lot of the energy loss from your home. But then we can also go into your walls and add insulation that way by drilling holes from the outside and blowing in insulation through there.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, you can just make it pretty simple filling up the walls that way.
Right, exactly. And it doesn't take too long for an attic crew to come in and do that work in your ceiling. It usually takes anywhere from half a day to a day, and an average sidewall job would probably be a day or two, depending on the size of the house. So it's not super involved.
Sorry, some people are probably afraid it's going to cost an arm and a leg to do that. Is that pretty reasonably priced, Renee?
Yeah, it really depends on what you're having done. But for an average attic, depending on how large your home is, it could be anywhere from $1,000 to $3,000, depending on how involved it is and how large your home is. And for adding insulation to the sidewalls, again, it's usually less than $3,000. It just depends on how big your home is.
But with the attic job, what do you say it would take for, in exchange for the heating bills, that you'd have that money paid back?
Usually they say between 5 to 7 years. And we always like to remind people that this is the one area of your home that you can make an investment and not an expense, because it's constantly helping pay back throughout the life of the house.
It's like a closing cost estimate when you're getting a home refinance. I mean, how long will it take me to get my closing costs back? Well, the rate is lower. It's a similar kind of calculation. Especially if you're going to live in that house for more than 7 years, or you're going to live there for 30 years, it would pay off.
Definitely.
Is it more for like peak roofs, those that have the a real slant to them?
No, really, any home can upgrade the insulation. I like to tell people that if your home is older than 10 years, you might want to have it checked because procedures have changed over the past few years. We didn't used to emphasize the air sealing process as much as we do now. We realized that that air exchange actually loses a lot more energy than what we thought a few years ago. So upgrading that in a home that's 10 years old or older could really make a difference in your energy bills.
I used to have a handyman friend of mine come out and put plastic over my windows for the winter. I suppose that's probably not adequate in your estimation.
Well, it certainly helps comfort-wise, and especially if you can't afford to spend the money to re-insulate your sidewalls right now, that's certainly something that will help over the winter. But, yeah, eventually you'd probably want to get the sidewalls done.
And I don't envy the workers that have to go up. Can you imagine the things they uncover going up in people's attics?
Scary up there. Yes, they've run into many different old newspapers or couch cushions we've seen, or they could run into critters like mice and bats and raccoons and,
I can only imagine.
Or guns from the Al Capone gang.
Who knows, let's hope that.
Hey, by the way, any idea what percentage of homeowners have faulty insulation? Is there some sort of way to calculate that?
The last number I saw said that about, I believe it was 66% of the homes in America were under-insulated.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty large percentage of people that have under-insulated homes. So they probably want to make a call.
Yeah, but that is a pretty good percentage. I would think with all the new construction that we've seen in our area that these homes would have been built airtight.
Well, and it
just, do they wear after a few years or what?
Well, the procedures have changed since the big construction boom in this area. If you were to build a new house now, the procedures are a lot more stringent than they were a few years ago. So your homes that are being built now are a lot more energy efficient than even 7 years ago.
Yeah. Hey, Renee, are the bills bigger in the winter or the summer, the air conditioner versus the furnace?
It has been our experience from our customers that the winter is usually a little more. But again, it depends on the creature comfort. If someone is one of those people that they have to have their house really, really cool in the summer and their air conditioning is running constantly, I'm sure that bill could rival any winter bill.
Yeah.
People who don't believe in sweat, probably in that category.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Renee. We appreciate the valuable information.
And good to know.
Gearing up psychologically for the big frigid season ahead.
Yeah, it's a long one.
Probably going to have to be calling you with my breezy outlets.
That sounds good. We'll be here.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you very much.